When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air wick.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to be recapping Monster Jam from Denver, Colorado, in the Ball Arena, August 13th through 15th this year. First time Monster Jam has been in Denver since Mile High Stadium in 2019, before the pandemic. So let's get right into the results right now. I was at 2 out of the 4 shows. I was at both the shows on Saturday. I was not at the one show on Friday evening or Sunday afternoon. I only made it to the Saturday ones, but hey, I still had a lot of fun. Really interesting stuff from this show. Let's start off by going over the lineup. So first off, we have Extreme Attitude, Travis Mowry, Gravedigger, Tyler Menenga, Jailbird, Kalen Migas, Jurassic Attack, Paul Jensen, Wrecking Machine, Jeff Souza, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, Monster Mutt, Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, and finally Max D, Colton Eichelberger. So before we recap the results, I gotta say right now, this is the first time I've seen either Tyler Menenga or Colton Eichelberger this year, two of Monster Jam's best arena drivers, if you're asking me. They are incredible. I've been waiting to see Tyler. He's been driving since April, kind of spotty, but I mean, I had to make it a point to see him this year, and Denver was the perfect opportunity, super close to me, relatively close to me, for flying out to shows. And Colton just returned the previous week in Austin, Texas, and this was his second weekend back in Monster Jam since the pandemic. And he was under Tom Ence's front engine Max D, which I think Colton is best in a front engine truck, as we saw in the 2017 season. And Tyler was also driving a rental this weekend too. He was in Gravedigger 35, Adam Anderson's Gravedigger. So we had Colton in his stepfather's truck, Tom Ence, and we had Tyler Menenga in pretty much the person who got him into Monster Jam, Adam Anderson's truck. So that was really interesting, little kind of cool story there. And also, I think Tyler Menenga is a lot better in a... Well, you can't say he's better in one chassis. I mean, the things he did, especially in the 2020 season, even though it was so short, was incredible in that new CRD chassis he got. But in that Cohen chassis, that Gravedigger 35, still incredible. So let's get into recapping the results right now. First show on Friday night, which I was not at, your racing winner, it was timed racing this weekend. The trucks were not racing each other, but they had timed racing, so that means each truck would complete a lap around the track, and whoever has the fastest would win racing. And your racing winner was Tyler Menenga Gravedigger with 10.366. Very nice. Skills Challenge winner, again, Tyler Menenga and Gravedigger with a score of 9.412. It wasn't even close. Nobody got even close to him. Second place was Caleb Budd with a 6.009, so he won by about 3.5 points. Donut competition winner, Colton Eichelberger and Max D with a 9.234. And your freestyle winner, Tyler Menenga, Gravedigger, 9.423. No one got even close. And your overall event champion with 31 out of 32 points was Tyler Menenga and Gravedigger. No surprise there. Tyler Menenga is one of the best drivers in Monster Jam today. No doubt about it. Definitely top three. Now moving on to Saturday afternoon. I was at the show. This was the first show of the weekend that I attended. Pretty good show, but I do think the Saturday night show was a little better. So let's get into the results. Timed racing winner, once again, Tyler Menenga Gravedigger with a 9.211 as of right now, the fastest time of the weekend. Skills challenge winner, Max D. Colton Eichelberger with a 9.545, which I would say is deserved. Your donut competition winner was Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, with a 9.062, only 0.04 above second place Jurassic Tech Paul Jensen, 9.022. And freestyle winner was Caleb Blood and Soldier Fortune with an 8.990. I think Tyler should have got the freestyle win by far, but for some reason the fans just did not understand how to judge freestyle, especially for Gravedigger. I mean, Gravedigger always gets an automatic 10 no matter what, but he only got an 8.3 in freestyle, which I think he should have taken it, no-brainer. And your overall event champion with 30 out of 32 points was Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger. So he is 2 for 2 this weekend in Denver, Colorado so far. And now let's move on to Saturday night's show, the second show I was at this weekend and filmed up on my channel, Monster Jam Lord. Your timed racing winner, Tyler Menninga, with 9.598. So he is 3 for 3 so far this weekend in racing. Your skills challenge winner, once again, Colton Eichelberger, Max D, 9.547. Donut competition winner, Gravedigger, 9.304, Tyler Menninga. And your freestyle winner was, it came down to whoever won freestyle would take the overall event championship. And your freestyle winner was Colton Eichelberger and Max D with a 9.273. And second place was Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, a 9.231. And again, if you ask me, I think Tyler actually should have won freestyle this weekend, meaning he should have won the overall event championship, but he did not. Tyler Menninga got second place. Your overall event champion was Colton Eichelberger and Max D in the front engine truck, 30 out of 32 points. And now moving on to Sunday afternoon, the last show of the weekend, your racing winner was Gravedigger Tyler Menninga with a 10.047, the slowest racing time, or so slowest racing win time of the weekend. Skills Challenge winner, Max D again, Colton Eichelberger, 9.352. Donut Competition winner, 9.449, Gravedigger Tyler Menninga. And your Freestyle winner, Gravedigger Tyler Menninga, 9.481. And your overall event champion is with 25 out of 32 points, kind of low, Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, who tied with Colton Eichelberger, Max D, but he got the higher freestyle score, leading him to be the overall event champion that weekend. Very cool. It was a nice weekend of Monster Jam action in Denver, Colorado. Pretty interesting arena lineup. A lot of drivers I've never seen before, including the Jailbird team. And, you know, I've not seen Kalen Migas outside of World Finals 20 in the Double Down Showdown. I've never seen Travis Murray drive, so that was really cool. And that truck looks nice. I really like the way the Extreme Attitude truck looks. I think it's really cool. It was a surprise seeing Paul Jensen in Jurassic Attack advertised up until the day of the shows was David Olfert in at Jurassic Attack, who I have not seen drive since Salt Lake City earlier this year. It was a surprise when I got to the arena. I just saw Paul Jensen standing there. I'm like, oh, well, I guess he's driving this weekend. So that was really cool. I love Paul Jensen. He's one of, like, the drivers I'm keeping my eye on the most. He's really, like, the Team Throttle Monster really flew under my radar up until Glendale this year, their first Monster Jam shows, and I saw what both of them can do, especially Paul Jensen. Incredible. Like, I see so much potential in him. I think he could be really good and a really big force if he just gets more seat time in stadiums. He's really good. Wrecking Machine Jeff Souza, I've never seen Wrecking Machine compete in Monster Jam or at all. And Jeff Souza, I've not seen him drive since he used to drive a Detour with Time Flies Kelvin Raymer. That was the truck before Rosalie hopped into Wildflower. So I've not seen him drive in quite some time. That was really cool. And two females, we had Cynthia Gauthier and Kayla Blood driving. Kayla Blood, who I think is the best female driver, mark my words, of all time in Monster Jam. I'm going to call that. She's really good. Put on a great performance this weekend. And it was so nice seeing Colton Eichelberger and Tyler Menninga compete against each other. Not just competing at all, but competing against each other is so cool. So many good highlights. It's one of, like, my favorite parts of the entire weekend was Tyler Menninga's freestyles, especially from Show 3, the Saturday evening show. So much air, so much speed, so much flow. He can drive in a small space like no one else. The things he can do, the height he can get, the speed he can get, the way he controls the truck is just incredible. I don't understand it, but it's really nice. It's really cool. I love it. couple crashes this weekend. We had Cynthia Gauthier flip over the truck in show two. We had Caleb Blood flip over the truck in show three. And it was a great weekend of action. So much cool stuff this weekend. Enjoyed my time in Denver, Colorado. And if you want to see clips from Monster Jam in Denver, Colorado, you could check out Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. That is where I post all of my Monster Jam content. Because, you know, as you all know, I travel wherever Monster Jam goes. And I film the shows from the crowd and upload them onto the channel. I think it's a great channel to watch if you're interested in Monster Jam. Let's recap my schedule of where I will be in the next couple weeks of Monster Jam. I have my schedule filled up until October 2nd, which is about a month and a half. I got a month and a half of shows still planned ahead. So upcoming this weekend, August 21st, I will be at two shows on Saturday in Fresno, California. And that has quite an interesting lineup as well. Let's go over the lineups for that show real quick. Fresno, California, we have Brandon Vinson driving Gravedigger, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Alien Invasion Bernard Light, Zombie Brittany Marcotte, Obsessed Eric Swanson, and Wildcard BJ Johnson. So, pretty much the same lineup that we saw in Los Angeles, minus Son of a Digger and Scooby-Doo. So, it should be some nice two shows worth of action. That is where I'll be next. After that, the week after, August 28th, I will be at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. My number one bucket list stadium that I haven't visited yet. Before that, it was MetLife, which I just went to a month ago, to the day. And I cannot wait for that show. That show has a really good lineup. This show has potential to be like one of the best shows of the year when you look at the lineup, because it's interesting. It's not one we've seen all year. It's like a little bit different. Let's go over it. We got Bad Company, Jog and Gordon, Fast Metal, Cody Saucier, Gravedigger, Adam Anderson, Bryce Kenny, Mohawk Warrior, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, Monster Mutt Dalmatian, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy, Todd LaDuc, Tom Mintz, Max D, Kraken, Nick Pagliarulo, and Jester, Matt Pagliarulo. They took out Megalodon, they took out Zombie. There's quite a few different trucks that were on stadiums all year that are not at this show, and not to mention no Bakugan Dragonoid. That truck hasn't been competing in a while. This looks like it could be potential for one of the best shows of the year. And I mean, when I'm saying that, when they took out some of like the best drivers like Tristan England and Barry Musauer, I mean, it's always the shows with the weird lineups that have the best shows. You know, the ones where they have everyone good, there's always something that kind of lacks, but I think this show could be really good in Foxborough. They always get a good show every year. Then I have the next weekend off, and then right up until September 10th, 11th, and 12th, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio for Monster Jam in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for all four shows. Another show with a great lineup. We have El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Elvis Linus Mohawk Warrior, Hooked Brian Wright, Stone Crusher Chad Tingler, Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson, Soldier Fortune Caleb Blood, and Max D. Colton Engelberger. So that has one of the best lineups of the entire year. I think it's really cool. And for an arena, I mean, this is one of the best arena lineups we've seen all year. So I think it is the best. So that is why I will be attending all four shows and not just two or not just one. I'm going to be there from Friday till Sunday for all Monster Jam. So that's going to be really cool. Next weekend after that, I will be in Tacoma, Washington. Monster Jam returns to the Tacoma Dome in Seattle for five shows. I will be at three of the five. I will be there on Friday and Saturday and not Sunday. And for this lineup, we have eight trucks. We have Alien Invasion Bernard Light, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Gravedigger Brandon Vinson, Jurassic Tech Paul Jensen, Zombie Bar Musauer, Wildcard to be announced, Vendetta Mike Christensen, and Obsessed Eric Swanson. So that is going to be really nice. First time Tacoma's just getting a normal arena show in a long time, so I'm kind of wondering what they're going to do, if they're going to change the course in any way, because the typical Tacoma course is one of my favorite courses of the year. So we will see. Then after Tacoma, I'm going to announce it right now, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live returns to San Diego September 25th and 26th. I do not have anything finalized yet, but I will be at least one of those shows attending. So if you're interested in the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live tour, that will be returning to Monster Jam Lord for the first time in 2 years, up in September. And that is where I will be. And then the next weekend after that, October 2nd, Monster Jam returns to Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona, for one full-capacity stadium show. And I am excited. starting off announcing this, we see at this show the return of Camden Murphy piloting Bakugan Dragonoid. I've been waiting for this for so long. He is one of the best drivers that has not competed all year. He is the best driver who has not competed all year. It's a crime that they didn't have him on the stadium tour this year for the whole championship tour. And good to see him finally back. He should have been piloting Bakugan all year this season. But hey, at least he's back now. We have Bakugan Dragonoid Camden Murphy, El Toro Loco Armando Castro in his first stadium show, at least in the States. I know he's driven in stadiums overseas, but I think this might be his first American stadium show. Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, Vendetta Mike Christensen, Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson, Dalmatian Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy Todd LeDuc, Max D. Thomas, and Jurassic Tech Paul Jensen. They only have 10 out of 12 trucks announced because there's typically been 12 at stadiums this year. So we'll see if they have any more to announce. And you could check out all these future shows and the 50-plus shows I've been to in this year, 2021, on my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord, youtube.com/C/MonsterJamLord. Go check those out. Subscribe if you're not already. Make sure to follow this podcast, the Bleed Podcast Network. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Believe in Monster Trucks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.